Free Talk Live. We're launching in hour number two of the show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free, so enjoy those on us. That, again, is freetalklive.com. Let's roll right back into the phone calls here and talk to, it is Todd in Michigan. Todd, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great. Good. What's on your mind?
I wanted to talk to you a little bit more about the public and private school situation.
Sure.
But I just want to go on a different angle here. I don't know if you guys know about this part of the public schools, which I'm sure you might have talked about on the show before when I wasn't listening. But I know that there is a movement to establish what's known as charter schools.
Mm-hmm.
Now, charter schools, I'm sure you're aware of, are, in a sense, a hybrid of
right.
public and private schools.
That's true.
The idea is that, well, since parents aren't happy with the public schools and they don't like sending their kids to these government schools, what they do is they would send the child to this charter school, which is partially run by the private sector. But the control as far as, you know, what's being taught in the schools, what kind of textbooks are actually handed out to the kids, what the curriculum will be, is controlled by the state.
Right. In many cases, they'll hire a charter school company to come in and sort of take
right.
over the administration of an existing government school. And it really, and you're right, they are still using the government mandates and the government curriculum, and therefore, and because government is inevitably in control when all is said and done, the charter schools have sort of a variety of different results. I mean, some of them have done it much better than the government schools.
Right.
Some of them have...
They're being a hybrid between public and private schools, they're a hybrid between how much the government screws them up, too.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right. And here's the thing. Michigan has actually been trying to be at the forefront of the charter school movement, but the problem is it's been a tremendous failure in many respects. Even though some of the so-called free marketeers will say that, well, it's been a relative success only if the parent has actually enrolled that child in the charter school. But the problem is that the state basically dictates basically what the schools will teach. They and they have to go by not just a series of mandates, but they're also audited by the state. If the school is not doing what's according to what the state dictates, then the state could very well, although not always, but could very well remove their charter.
Yep, that's true.
So it's really just a state. It's still a government school in disguise. They're just trying to put a new little frosting on the cake.
And, Wayne, what it also allows the government to do is it allows them to say, well, we tried this charter school thing, and it's clear that privatization just doesn't work, so we really need to go back to all government all the time.
Right.
And so they use that to blame the market.
Right. Unfortunately, a lot of the libertarians, even though some of them do support vouchers and whatnot, also do support the idea of, well, some do support the idea of charter schools, which is actually a big mistake, because...
Yep.
The fact of the matter is that these schools are clearly not 100% the improvement that they think they are.
That's right.
And you know, while there are some success stories, they're just success stories on the scale of government schools. They're still outpaced by far by the private school systems, even the charter school success stories. And so you're absolutely right. And those people that claim to be libertarians and support vouchers, or they claim to be libertarians and support charter schools, I don't think they really understand the oath that they have taken, or the principle that libertarianism is all about. And that is that, you know, initiation of force is just unacceptable, and if you believe that that's the case, then how could
right.
you possibly support those things?
And, yeah. and what really scares me is that a lot of the people who hear some of those libertarians saying that, oh, the charter schools are the answer, or that public vouchers are the answer, don't immediately think that's exactly what libertarianism means.
Yep.
You know, that, oh, well, we're for freedom, but only when the government is in the presence of that freedom in that respect.
That's why
that's actually completely false.
That's why we're here, because anything short of separating school and state is suboptimal. It's not going to work.
It's not going to work. And all these reforms that are being repackaged as libertarian solutions by some people are really shooting themselves in the foot.
Todd. I'm with you, man, and thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Hey, no problem.
Thank you, dude. 800-259-9231. He's totally right. These libertarians that are advocating these stopgap measures are really just hurting the entire pro-liberty movement. And you know, maybe because they don't understand. They may think it's a step in the right direction, and it's not.
I think that's exactly the reason why they think that.
Right, but they're wrong, and it's not. It's not a step in the right direction. It's a distraction from the real issue, and the real issue is getting the government 100% out of government schools. I was on a radio show in Laconia, New Hampshire, just before I went out to the Pork Fest on Saturday morning, and it was a show that was hosted by three guys who would have called themselves liberty oriented, and they probably would have considered themselves conservatives, and we sort of got onto the school discussion, and I of course came right out with the question of, well, why is it that nobody in New Hampshire, the Live Free or Die state, is putting forth the concept of getting the government completely out of schools? I mean, everybody's complaining about, you know, there's a situation in Concord where the courts have mandated that the government must determine what is an adequate education and, you know, where is the funding going to come from? And everybody's once again fighting. They're fighting over the school system, over the government school system, and they're getting themselves bogged down by these distractions of, well, where's the funding going to come from? And all these little minutia decisions, this micromanaging that the government loves to do. And they're taking their sides, they're digging in, but nobody's digging in on the side of freedom. Nobody is digging in on the side of the marketplace. And when I threw that idea out there, it was like you could see the gears turning in these guys' heads. Great, nice guys, I like them a lot. It's like you could see the gears, huh, nobody suggested that ever. And then so one of them sort of bounced back into his sort of collectivist mentality. And I understand we were all raised, most of us, in the government school system, so we're indoctrinated with this collectivist mentality that we sort of live by. And he sort of jumped back into that for a moment and started talking about how, well, schools are better when the decisions are made on a community level. And I said, well, you know, that may be the case.
I don't think it is, but...
Well, no, it is. It's true. If you give the control of the schools to the feds, then they're going to be run really shoddy.
You're comparing it to the feds. Well, I would say that on a community versus the feds, but I still think are better when when the decisions are made by the people who send their students there.
Absolutely. But that's where a lot of the conservatives have just dug in their position. They've completely accepted government schools. It's just that they want to fight for local control versus federal control. That's good and everything, considering the paradigm that they live under, but let's start talking about liberty again. Let's start talking about real educational freedom and how the marketplace benefits students and benefits teachers and benefits all of us by having more effectively educated kids turned out from whatever the system is in the marketplace, if we could actually have that. So, you know, I ran those ideas by those guys, and they were fairly receptive to them.
Yeah, I heard the interview, and I found it fascinating that these guys actually kind of consider themselves libertarians, but they really they're further back on the road than up some people we know, and they're in the right direction. I really could hear the lights going on for them, or even though there was just audio.
Yeah,
they seemed really intrigued with the fact that you were trying to explode the little box their minds were in.
Well, you know, and it's because there's nobody running for office, or very few people running for office out there that are interested in getting rid of the system. For whatever the reason is, the small government people are just silent. I mean, they get in and they claim to be small government. The guys made a comment about how the Democrats are now in charge in New Hampshire for the first time ever, and, you know, government's getting bigger. And I interjected. I said, well, the Republicans have been in charge up until this point, and government kept getting bigger. And then they sort of backed down, and they all agreed with me when I said that. So it's like, all you have to do is throw the ideas into the mix. That's all you have to do, is get them out there for people to listen to, and make them so they're easy to understand, which I think I did fairly well on that show. And you can listen to the archive at freetalklive.com. It's linked there on the front page. But let's just start talking about these things again. People aren't even talking about them.
Yeah, you know, I also liked the fact that you really stood your ground with them on a few things, too.
Yeah, well, you know me. I'm not getting around anybody. 800-259-9231. Liberty is the answer, and compromise is just inevitably set up for failure. And that's what vouchers are all about, too. We can touch on that here in a moment, how that basically is just going to ruin existing private schools. 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Also a story out of Hot Springs, Arkansas, about a cop that was beating on some skinny little skateboard kids. It's sick.
Have you ever wondered why libertarianism hasn't gotten the mainstream attention? attention it deserves. Are you looking for a fresh new perspective on current events and policy issues devoid of all the Washington claptrap and partisan BS? Well, you'll love the Prometheus Institute at readpi.com. They've successfully created an engaging, publicly accessible think tank filled with intelligent, well-researched, and creative political arguments. ReadPI.com features a frequently updated blog, opinion articles, posters, RSS feeds, and a variety of other publications. Visit ReadPI.com today.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Ted Anderson from Midas. June 27, 2007. Gold 641, 70 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $662.69, $327.05 for half, $163.53 for quarter. That's $662.69, $327.05, and $163.53. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar. Now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro, erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S., loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome O'Corsi's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for O'Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Cash back and free tires for life are some of the steps car manufacturers take in luring consumers to the dance floor. Well, strike up the band, because when I come back, I'll present the newest twist.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Cindy. Wow, this is the second time I've seen you at the gas station this week.
Ah, the life of a soccer mom. I'm always gassing up.
If this is the story of your life, make your next oil change a change to Royal Purple High Performance Oil. Royal Purple can reduce fuel consumption by as much as 5%. So go to royalpurple.com for a dealer near you.
Royal Purple, the performance oil that outperforms.
Shake 'em up, baby! The newest dance to attract car buyers is orchestrated by an insurance services think tank. Here's the quick, slow rhythm of the beat. Quick, think of a charge that taps your checkbook monthly, whether you use the service or not. Quick, imagine that the charge waltzed off, but the service didn't. Slow down and figure what you could use for new dance shoes if you didn't have to pay car insurance. That's the concept of the nation's first no-charge insurance policy for new car buyers. Now offered in test markets only, this cartoon could be the newest rage on the showroom dance floor. I'm Bobby Likas.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away, and some of those features include archives, an entire year's worth of the show, front page of the website. For your downloading convenience, just go and get them for free. They're on us, freetalklive.com. We're talking about just education in general and how private education is more just better overall than government. government education, and that sort of led into a discussion of so-called conservatives and libertarians that want to move in the, you know, just tippy-toe in the direction towards the free market. They want their vouchers, and they want their charter schools, and all these stopgap lame-o measures.
Well, when you're fighting against growing government, it seems like a good, you know, take your steps in victory as you can get them. I mean, I can't say I'm completely against
but
things
you
like
don't,
school,
but
charter
you,
schools and the vouchers.
You don't get to victory by proposing compromise.
I can see
you
some...
propose what you want, and then you accept the compromise on the path towards what you want.
That's right.
If all you're coming to the table with is, can we have vouchers? Then, you know, you're lucky if you'll ever even get vouchers. But if you come to the table and say, we've had enough with this communist redistribution of wealth, let's go ahead and get rid of the system entirely.
Where is this table you're talking about?
It's a theoretical table.
Yeah, I don't think there is a
table,
and I don't think you get an opportunity.
What are you talking about?
You don't get the opportunity to come to the table with anything.
If you are an elected representative, you can bring up whatever bills you want to.
That's
your best your job.
You know, if you come to the so-called table with what Ian's saying, you say that the redistribution of wealth to fund education is immoral, it does not work, it's wasteful, it's inefficient, and promotes corruption, and that we should have schools that are all private. If you say that, and then you get to the compromises, and you say, well, we can try this, but I don't think it's going to work because it doesn't go far enough,
mm-hmm.
then at least you set the situation up later for going further if that fails.
Yeah, that way you can say, see, told you so.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not sure that anyone will remember that you said such a thing.
Well, they keep records of these things.
Okay.
Yeah. And that, again, brings me back to the show that I was on where they were talking about community-level involvement in the schools, which all sounded kind of, well, you know, communist a little bit to me. And so I called them out. I said, well, wait, are you guys in support of, or something to the effect like this? I said, are you guys in support of a redistribution of wealth? Oh, no. Well, okay, then great. So then you're coming in my direction then. Let's go in my direction towards the marketplace. Let the marketplace handle schools. That way parents can get exactly the education that they want for their kids.
That's right.
And we should talk about vouchers as this sort of stopgap, mealy-mouth measure that people are promoting as a solution. It's not. It's just yet another government program to be administered by government bureaucrats to, deem certain families acceptable of getting these vouchers, and then they get to take the vouchers to certain private schools that have decided they are going to accept the vouchers. And, of course, if you know anything about government programs, money does not usually come without strings attached. And so, inevitably, the schools that want to accept the vouchers because, you know, they could use the money or whatever the reasons are, they're going to come along with all the rules and regulations that the government wants to impose on them. And those can be as draconian as determining the types of milk that they sell in the cafeteria. So, really, is that what you want? Do you want government all of a sudden, or do you want rather the private school you're sending your kid to all of a sudden change its rules because they want to take a couple $1,000s a year from the government? Because that's what's going to happen with the voucher system. It's a fact. 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Let's talk to Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, Dave.
Well, I was actually going to talk to you about something with Ed Brown, but as long as we're on education and just all the different evil things that the government does, through legislation and whatnot, there's that saying, there's 1,000 people hacking at the branches for every one that's hacking at the root.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to me like, I wouldn't deprecate political action and political involvement, and I do it, but, I just sometimes wonder if maybe it's better to go after the root, and the root, or the weak point, at least, is the point of enforcement, when the government comes for the money. That may be the point to take the stand, rather than trying to take the stand in the legislature on all these branches.
I think it's a great idea. I just wish there were enough people that were willing to take that stand.
Well,
it's hard to do by yourself.
If you think about it, I don't own property in New Hampshire, so I can't do it in the way that it probably needs to be done. But there were 18 properties that were seized over the last couple months in Berlin, New Hampshire.
18?
That I know about.
18?
And those,
You said there were 18 properties that were seized in Berlin, New Hampshire?
Correct.
For non-payment of taxes?
I think it was like 18. It was, it was in a team. Yeah, for not paying the property tax. And if just one of those homes or businesses, could be occupied and, make a scene over them taking it,
Like Ed Brown, sort of? Like an Ed Brown
kind of
scene? Sort of
like that, but more peaceful and respectful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not so easy when it comes to property taxes. Generally what happens is when they quote-unquote seize a property and somebody's done
on paper.
Doesn't want to leave, yeah, it's just done on paper. So they put a lien against the property, or they take the property and they sell it on the courthouse to the highest bidder. And then the highest bidder, some guy who just happened to bid on some foreclosed property, goes out to your house expecting to see some abandoned wreck, and instead what he sees is you sitting on the front door with a shotgun in your hand.
I think that's great. And think about the chilling effect that would have on such sales in the future.
I like the idea.
I don't like the idea that citizens are turned against each other like that.
I think down the line, I would be willing to participate in some sort of civil disobedience like that, but I'm not willing to go it alone. I think that's something where you need multiple people together, just basically coming together and forming some sort of a coalition and putting out press releases saying, we're not paying taxes, and here's why. If each individual bureaucracy wants to send us a bill, then we will decide on an individual basis as to whether or not we want to pay for that, for instance, like fire coverage or policing services, that sort of thing. I think it'd be pretty powerful. It'd get a lot of attention. But to go it alone, man, that's tough. I mean, Russell and Kat, two of the activists here in Keene, they tried to do it. They didn't really make it very public. And they just refused to pay their taxes. Turns out that the trailer park they were living in at the time, which is kind of a messy situation because the trailer park was paying one side of the taxes, and then they were paying the other side on their trailer. So it wasn't the most optimal of situations. But nonetheless, they ended up actually rolling over and paying it, because if they didn't pay the taxes, they wouldn't have been able to sell the trailer, because the trailer park was kicking them out of the park, and it was just a mess. So it didn't help them either.
Learn by doing. And I think there's a middle ground between having a complex group of people and having, an individual. The middle ground would be, having one home that a person is refusing to pay tax on, but have 100 to 200 people that are, involved in the the peaceable defense of the home.
I feel like that if this is going to happen, those who refuse to pay the taxes should own their homes outright. I feel like that might be of assistance. Not that I'm an expert on these things, but if they can't put the, stick the knife to the bank, and they can only put liens on your title, then that puts you, I think, in a much stronger position.
That certainly cuts the field down, I can tell you.
Yeah. And again, I'm just assuming that this would happen in New Hampshire, not anywhere else. I can't imagine trying to do it anywhere else.
And the other thing is this is a long battle. Municipalities will often go 10 years, 15 years, just letting the debt accrue, and then they'll foreclose on the home. It's not like you can say, I'm not going to pay my taxes, and then at the end of the year you can expect a battle with the county, because it's likely you won't have that happen. So, where are the activists going to be in 15 years when I have the problem?
Dave,
I don't know.
Dave, thank you for that info. Did you have a quick Ed Brown update for us?
I do. There was a concert at Ed Brown's place over the weekend, and I understand 50 people showed up.
That's fantastic, and I also understand there's going to be a fourth Independence Day party happening there as well. Details are available at nhfree.com in the forums there. And, Dave, thanks for the call. We appreciate it, as always. 1-800-259-9231, a very violent cop beating up some skaters. We'll talk about that and take your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the NutraMedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer for a fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The SACL, CAI, toll free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features there. We give them away, so enjoy those on us and get signed up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the program, you'll know first. If you're on the updates list, you can get on it by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Do you know if your hard-earned money, hard-earned wealth is at risk? If you have a business, there's a 1 in 3 chance that you'll be named in a lawsuit in the next year. That lawsuit could destroy your business and leave you penniless. At KeepYourAssets.net, they're experts in sheltering what you've earned. Go to KeepYourAssets.net, take their asset protection crash course today. That's KeepYourAssets.net.
As we go to the phones and to the fun, it is George in Montana listening on KGEZ. Hey, George. George.
Yes. You know, guys, let's cut down the chase.
All right.
You know, the reason people don't send their children to private schools is because they can't afford it. So the
question isn't
over philosophy. It's a question is over money.
Well, the reason they can't afford the private schools is because property taxes are essentially making it very difficult for them.
No. Come on. Get real. Property taxes are paid once a year. They're a lot cheaper than most food or everything else. If you have a kid, you got real expenses, and property taxes are a small part of that. Well, let me put it this way to you. You need a solution to your philosophy, and I would suggest to you, see if you want to play with this. The Internet has a thing called on it, meeting. Now, I don't know how to use it, but maybe your people can set up programs to be able to have meetings. And then you can get all these homeschoolers to be able to attend classes being taught by retired teachers. I happen to be one of those,
mm-hmm.
or some other people who want to teach a class, and they can teach their kids. Now, that'll make it affordable, because there's one thing. The only cost is the Internet. Your mama will take care of the discipline. She'll
feed you, George, you are coming up,
and she will whatever you need to do to be in class.
George, you've come up with a brilliant idea that utilizes, you know, market concepts to help bring costs down for parents. So, no, parents don't need to send their kids to government schools. Government schools don't need to exist. If you turn it over to the marketplace, people like you, George, people with ideas, will be able to implement their
ideas. No. See, George, I mean... This George has ideas, he doesn't have the implementation.
Right.
What George needs is for some of your so-called capitalists to set up the programs that they need on the Internet, you know, or make them available to buy.
Sure.
So we can then set up classrooms. So
well, let me tell you, there are already
teachers can set up classrooms. That would be the very desirable.
Yep, I agree.
Okay?
There are already
schools.
And that
schools. Would make it affordable for modest people of modest means to be able to send their children to quote-unquote private schools.
Here's the problem, though, George, and I agree with what you're saying. The problem is until government schools are entirely eliminated, the market providers are not necessarily all going to jump into the game. They're going to sit back because most parents are, you know, they don't know what they're missing, and they're not out there actively looking for that sort of education.
I'm sorry. I deal with parents all the time. I used to, at least. Most parents know what they're getting, and they're not, and they know they can get better. Most parents are well aware that education is not the best they can do for their kid, but it's the only thing they can afford. So I am sorry to disagree with you. The way you're going to do this is you're going to create.
I think there are plenty of kids. I think that you can. I think it just depends, George.
Huh?
It just depends. I mean, it depends on who you talk to. Some parents know. Plenty of them don't even pay attention. You know,
most of the ones that used to be in my school system is pretty close to the ghetto. Knew that they were not getting the best education for their kid.
Right, they
now,
know
what
that,
I'm,
they
what
know
I'm
that, that may be the case.
To you is that, but, you know, you say you can destroy this public school system. The way you destroy the public school system is to give them a competing school system so they can buy it on the market, and a lot of retired
people.
Yeah, but
I see where you're coming from, and I like that idea, George. But practically, parents are going to look at those other alternatives, and they're going to say, "Well, I'm already paying property taxes. I might as well send my kids to the government
school that I'm already paying for." Start demanding money from the government. Says, "Hey, I'm not using your school system. I want my taxes back. I want my property taxes
back." I wish parents would do that. They're not doing that.
That would be the other start of this thing. It's not going to be like somebody's going to have a free ride. What I'm saying is people know what they're paying for, and they will demand that they pay for what they use.
Well, is it any surprise to you that so many parents are homeschooling their kids nowadays?
No, it doesn't surprise me at all. I would suggest to you that they're, you know, smart, but they also got to understand the people who homeschool their kids generally are college educated and maybe, you know, have the opportunity and the education to educate their own kids. Most people don't.
You know, I know a
Most
lot of homeschool parents.
People couldn't add one and one is two, so let's get real.
Yeah, I know quite a few homeschool parents that have a high school diploma, and they end up learning with their kids because they have to buy the curricula, and they have to study it and understand it a bit before they teach their kids or give the kids the work. So I've found a lot of them have told me that they've learned a lot by educating their own kids.
Okay, well, you're dealing with a different market than I am. I can tell you that the market I've dealt with, and it wasn't a very wealthy market either, and that market will possibly go. The problem they're going to have is getting Internet connection, but that's becoming more and more readily available everywhere.
Yeah, just about everywhere.
So if they realize that they can buy mathematics or buy English classes, they will start taking it up. So maybe the way to destroy the public school system is to strip it of its students. You've been trying to destroy the public school system for a long time, and you haven't succeeded.
I haven't
been
trying to.
And I'm a public school teacher, so I'm well aware of what you're up to.
Well, I haven't been trying to do anything for a very long time, but
I don't mind if you want to destroy it. What I'm saying is you're not giving the public a substitute. Philosophy doesn't feed you.
Well, that's not my responsibility to give them the substitute. The marketplace will do that within a matter of weeks from the abolishment of the government school system.
The market
doesn't
exist for your...
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. What is he saying? The marketplace doesn't exist?
Well, I think George is very insightful and understood the situation very well. What he probably didn't get the most of is that the market, in fact, will fill in. Where there is demand, there will be supply. And
it won't take them long,
right,
too.
There's educated people out there that can fill these gaps in. I think you had a really great idea that you brought up, which is give the public schools to the teachers, the administrators, and the janitors, give them each a share and say, here's your school. You've got 1 year, you've got 2 years, whatever amount of time.
One more year of government funding.
You got 1 more year of money, and then this business is yours.
Yep.
You will need to figure out some way to fund it, whether that's corporate sponsorships, tuition, a combination thereof. If you need to streamline, you've got to do that, whatever.
Yep.
This is now your business. Good luck with it.
That's right. And I'd like to see a state start opting out of No Child Left Behind as well.
Oh yeah,
those are all good ideas as far as getting the ball rolling on this. But I think what George doesn't understand with his last comment there that he slipped in about that the marketplace doesn't exist. I think he was going to say for that sort of education. Well, you're wrong. Parents, in the absence of government schools, would be demanding options for their kids immediately. They're going to want somewhere to send their kids during the day so that they can go to work and their kids can get educated.
Yeah.
So it won't take very long for the people in search of profit to say, need to start a school so I can get myself some of this money that's out there waiting to be given to me. It won't take long at all. I think a matter of weeks. If school were to go out at the end of a summer, by the start of the next school year, there'd be all sorts of choices, I think, available for parents. And especially if we went with Mark's suggestion about turning the existing government schools over to the teachers, then there's no way that you could make the argument that there wouldn't be a school waiting for kids.
Oh, that's right. And the teachers' unions are very powerful, but if you can get them on board with this, and you can let them see that they'll have more control, they'll have more better working conditions, and they'll enjoy their jobs more.
Yeah, but they won't have their pensions.
The pension's still sitting there.
It would still be a tough sale.
The teachers are contributing to their pensions, and they're in a separate fund. The pensions aren't relied on completely.
But aren't they taxpayer-funded as well?
I don't know exactly where they
can be transitioned to the with their private sector. You know, once they have jobs and their schools are private schools, their schools can be contributing to that fund too.
That's true. Let's go to Mac in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Mac, you're on the air. What's on your mind, Mac?
The voucher system is kind of screwed up because, like in Arizona, they'll give you $1,000 voucher to put your kid in a private school. But most of the people can't afford to put their kids in a private school with only a $1,000 voucher.
Right.
Yeah. It's a half-baked solution.
The people that can afford to put their kids in a private school get a $1,000 voucher.
They get a subsidy.
Subsidize their choice.
Yeah.
It's not the answer. It's just a stopgap, and it's not even a good one at that. Thanks for the call. More on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. But we do ask you to voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the program. It's simple. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in as little as $3 a month to us. We take it and turn it around into promoting Free Talk Live, to getting the show on more radio stations around the country, and thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. So get all the details about, you know, some of the perks you'll get too, including like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only forum and chat room, and more. All the details, amp.freetalklive.com. To Diane in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live, Diane.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I had a comment on the abortion issue you guys were talking about. I listened to last night's podcast today.
Okay.
And then I had exciting news.
Great.
Well,
do you want first?
The abortion thing, yeah, please.
Okay. Long time ago, I wrote a list about to argue the abortion issue because I'm pro-choice.
Okay.
And it was... It was written when I was probably more liberal and everything, but it went something like, you know, and it was also written a long time ago, so some of these things don't even really apply that much anymore, but it went something like, well, when men take equal responsibility for birth control, and when men don't deny parenting a child, and when over 50% of marriages don't end in divorce, and when men take the equal share of the parenting duties, Mark.
Well, you don't sound particularly liberal. You just sound bitter.
but when women have equal chance of being hired and getting paid the same amount of money as men, and when the governments don't restrict singles and same-sex couples and mixed-race parents from adopting, and when 99% of the children of a divorce don't end up with the mom, and when child care is affordable. Anyway, it just went on and on and on. You know, I think that a lot of these, a lot of people who choose abortion might not choose it. You know, there's just a lot of, all the risks seem to be on women, you know,
for
having a baby. But, you know, I also...
I'd like to say that as a man, I have taken full responsibility for birth control. And,
you have, and kudos to you.
Me too.
Yes, Wayne has done it as well.
Oh, good for you.
It's a good feeling.
I'd like to make a defense of my particular position, if I may. And let me restate my position. Is my wife and I have more or less, you know, she has given me an ultimatum in our marriage. I have a child or I go back to Florida situation. And I've said, okay. But if we have a child, you get up in the middle of the night and you take care of that baby because
well,
I don't
it.
Want to.
She
right.
wanted it.
Now hold on just a second. I'd like to compare this child to a 1967 drop top Lincoln, if I could, please. If I say, look, Laura, we're getting a 1967 drop top Lincoln, and that's the way it is, or I'm leaving you. It's likely she'd let me buy one. I'd probably have to make just that much noise, by the way, in order to get that. With the caveat. Now, could I reasonably expect her to go out and change the oil in it and wash it with a baby diaper and do all these other things that I would want to have done to that car?
Well, it seems like the ultimatum throwing started on the other end of the stick there. So.
Well, I think it'll be great having a kid. I just don't want to get up in the middle of the night.
You know, I didn't like it either, and I used to get up in the middle of the night, but then my wife would get up anyway, and I think, what am I getting up for? You're up anyway.
you'll end up doing your fair share anyway. Just
I'm sure he will.
Getting up in the middle of the night is only one little thing.
Women have their ways of making so that those sorts of things happen.
Well, you just will, because you'll have to like work hard to feel absolutely awful about yourself in order to maintain not ever having to do anything with the kids. I mean, you're just going to have to.
Oh, I want to do things with the kids. I just may not want to do the day-to-day maintenance stuff of the kids.
Yeah. Oh, believe me,
you're going to be walking around with a spit rag on your shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry.
Doesn't scare me. I grew up on a farm.
You know what,
there
Mark?
You go.
One of the best moments of my life was about 5 o'clock in the morning. My wife had gone to work, and I was feeding my son when he was just months old. And he looked up, he popped the nipple out of his mouth for a second, and he looked up at me and said, Dada.
Oh, cool.
And I'll never forget that as long as I live. Yeah, good sound effect.
So, Diane, what's the good news?
I'm moving to New Hampshire.
Oh, wow. Boy, yes. How soon?
My last day of work is the 8th of July.
Wow, that's soon. Congratulations. When do you expect to arrive?
Well, I'm going to... I got applause. Mm-hmm. Oh, I feel like I should say, you like me. You really, really like me.
We've met you. We do like you, Diane.
This is the point I want to make, is that I signed the first 1,000 pledge in December. And I...
This is, by the way, just hold on. Before you make the point, let me educate our listeners who don't know what the first 1,000 pledge is. We're talking about the Free State Project, moving 20,000 liberty lovers all to New Hampshire in order to make a stand for liberty. The first 1,000 is those who have said, I will be one of the first, and I will move by the end of 2008. Go ahead with your point.
Okay, so my point is that at the time that I signed that pledge, the probability that things would work out in my life so that I could move to New Hampshire by the end of 2008, it was highly unlikely.
Okay.
And since that time, it's almost like I can hear ka-chunk, ka-chunk, ka-chunk in the background of my life, because things just keep dropping off and resetting, and dropping off and resetting. And suddenly, here it is, 6 months later, and I'm moving to New Hampshire. Three months ago, I thought, you know, I could probably do it next summer. And here it is, you know, 3 months after that, and I'm going.
There is really something to be said about making up one's mind, about looking into the future, seeing what you want to create for yourself, and then going after it. And it really is amazing sometimes how things work out. Not always. Sometimes unexpected things pop up. But really, if you envision that you're going to be somewhere, if you're going to be doing something in the future, you really can make it happen for you. As long as you're willing to put the work in, you can't just lay around and envision these things and expect them to happen. But have you guys noticed that in your lives, that you can pretty much set out to create whatever you want for yourself?
Oh, yes.
I think with a positive attitude that you can do anything.
Yeah, the mind's a very powerful thing.
I think that it's, with the right positive attitude and with the right single-mindedness, you can actually, take a radio station that you start in your third bedroom and turn it into a nationally syndicated show.
There you go. Diane, congratulations. Yeah. We'll see you, what was it you said, by the end of July?
I'll be leaving after the 8th, sometime during that week, and just I'm going to drive up there and kind of check out the area and see where I want to live, find a place to live, and then I'm going to fly back and load up the U-Haul.
That's fantastic. And make sure you get in touch with the Welcome Wagon. Go to freestateproject.org. Get in touch with I think it's Margo, who's running the Welcome Wagon. Let her know when you're moving, where you're moving to, and there'll be people there to help you unload if you would like that assistance.
What about when you go up there and you're just looking around? Are there cheap places to stay that
there are free staters who will let you crash on their couch. I mean, all you really have to do is go to nhfree.com, mm-hmm. go into the forums there, and let them know where you're going to and where you'd like to, the area in which you would like to stay. And I'm sure people will jump up and offer you a couch or a guest bedroom or something like that.
So toss my sleeping bag in the back of my car and
there you go.
Okay, cool.
Diane, good luck. Let us know how it goes, okay?
All right, thank you.
See ya. 800-259-9231. How exciting. We got all kinds of...
Congratulations.
...new people moving to New Hampshire at all times. This is really happening. Those of you out there doubting the Free State Project, those of you naysayers out there, it'll never work.
Trying to get libertarians to do some things like herding cats.
I'll
tell you, libertarians take their word and the things that they've said very, very seriously. Probably a bit more seriously than most people. And 1,000 people signed the first 1,000 program. And
1,033, I think.
Yeah, and they'll be here. I'll bet 2,000 will be here.
Let's go to Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Tom, hello.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out that Governor Lynch signed a bill forbidding New Hampshire from participating in the federal Real ID system.
Yeah.
Is that today?
That's on his official Government of New Hampshire website, dated June 27, 2007.
Great.
So that's
one
thing. Now, when you're teaching libertarian stuff to people, like about vouchers and this and that,
mm-hmm.
it's kind of like teaching third graders grammar. They're not ready for the eighth grade grammar book, but yet the third grade reader still has to use perfect grammar. And likewise, when you're teaching people about libertarian stuff, then you can't go telling them that vouchers are a good thing, because they're not. All of the stuff still has to be correct. And so,
thank you.
I didn't call to talk about that, but since that's what they were talking about, I needed to point that out. What I called to talk about was I put a link to your program on a new website that I set up.
All right, plug it, Tom. What is it?
Free State.
Free plug.
Freestater.info.
Very good. Tom, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Thanks for the plug on your site, 800-259-9231. I agree entirely with that. You have to stay with the principled position and let everyone else come in your direction. Hour 3 is on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.